Well, I've made this cake today. Would you like a slice?
Can I have two?
Barbara nods cheerily and slices the cake, taking extra care to grab the two pieces with the most strawberries. As Harry rings her up on the register, Mia asks,
Are you closing up for the day soon?
Oh, yes, you might be our last customer. It's been a rather ugly day.
Barbara says, packing up the two slices in a white cardboard box with a piece of twine.
Would it be all right then if I waited around for you, Harry?
Barbara looks up at them and smiles. Harry, though, is taken aback. Yet he manages to quip.
Can't manage to eat two slices on your own?
Barbara hands Mia the cake box, and Mia holds it to her chest protectively.
You can bring your own cake. This is all mine.
If you're asking me, you have to treat me.
Harry yelps as he feels a hand hit his tush and turns to look at Barbara. She playfully frowns at him.
Harold, be nice.
Mia giggles, and Harry could feel his face turning three different shades of red as Mia continued to laugh.
Barbara, I asked you to stop doing that. Doing what?
She asks innocently.
Never mind.
He closes the register and hands Mia her change. I'll be ready in 10.
Oh, just go ahead now. I'll be fine.
No, but I may be old, but I'm not useless yet, Harold.
He chuckles. All right, fine. He starts untying his apron and hands it to Barbara.
Just don't lift anything heavy. I will not. Don't worry about me. Go have fun.
When he turns to look at Mia, he sees her staring out the window, a slight smile etched on her face. She was watching the storm simmer down. And that's when he realized she was like the summer rain. She was like a fucking monsoon. She brought the utter necessities with which he needed to live, but left utter chaos in her wake.